This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We welcome in Mike Conti. How are you, Mike?
Good. How are you?
Good. I forgot if there was an intro. There
That's
was
okay.
at one point.
The pregnant pause.
There was an intro at one point, and then now we have one for Grant. I don't know. I'm doing my best.
Good.
How are you?
I'm great. It's great to see you guys. Beautiful day again here in Atlanta. Awesome day.
So last week we kind of talked a little bit about, because obviously the Hawks are in, they're in a search for president of basketball operations. We don't really have any names yet, just speculating at names. Now there's been some rumors that have circulated out a little bit. We spent some time Friday when the rumor came out from Zach Klein, NBA sources, that had some names on it, including obviously Danny Ferry, former general manager. Mm-hmm. Just with all the names that we've seen rumored now, any of them intrigue you?
But Danny Ferry's name intrigues me quite a bit. Calvin Booth is an interesting one. Maybe I'm biased because I went to school with him at Penn State.
No.
But Calvin Booth is someone who played in the league and then was with Denver and had a large hand. Pardon the pun. He's like 7 feet, 6 inches tall. But mm-hmm. had a
former Sonic, Calvin
former
Booth.
Former Sonic, that's right. Yep. Yeah. In fact, I think I want to say maybe won a playoff game for the Sonics, had like a buzzer beater or something
like
that, an early round playoff game.
I don't know.
But had a role in building that Nuggets organization. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much of it was with scouting and how much of it was just player personnel. I would really, really be keen on anyone who has a link to the scouting side with the Denver Nuggets because they've done such a good job with their international scouting over the years. So that name intrigues me. Look, I think, again, if you're looking for – we talked about this a week or two ago. You don't have to go into the luxury tax to pay a general manager. You don't have to go into the luxury tax to pay a head coach. You know, so go – I would love to see the Hawks – go out and spend some money in an area where they won't be taxed.
Right.
And I think they've got the right head coach. I really, really do. I like Quinn Snyder a lot. And I think, as we've discussed, if you look at the way that some of his players have developed over the last season, I feel really strongly about that. So now, if you're hiring a president of basketball operations, go open the checkbook and get a big name and someone with a proven track record of success. The names that Zach reported, which, by the way, mostly match the names that I have heard,
mm-hmm.
I think all kind of fit that list of people who have a proven track record of success, in some cases, championship level of success. That encourages me. I don't know if all the names were accurate that are reported. I only remember a couple.
Elton Brand was on there also.
And look, I mean, Elton, you know, they have their moments with Philadelphia where it looked like they were getting close, and then, I don't know. You could probably blame that on personalities of players and things happen, but that's an intriguing name, and obviously he has a Hawks connection. So I don't know. If everything that's being reported is accurate, I find it to be encouraging. I also have heard through my sources there's a chance that they might just roll with what they're doing currently, which is having the GM and not necessarily – going out and hiring anyone else at this point. So keep an eye on that as a possibility, too.
That was going to be my question. Why does it feel like this is such a big deal? Meaning, you know, like it seemed like it's being extra reported on this position for the Hawks. When they do have a sitting GM, they have the head coach and everything. But for some reason, this seems like it's kind of.
Think about when Landry Fields was the GM, but Travis Schlenk was still with the organization. Right. So Landry's title was general manager, and this didn't last too terribly long. I think Travis was gone a couple months after it happened. So Landry's title was general manager, but someone above him was in the discussion, if not making decisions. So it sounds like if they're going to make this hire, the general manager would report to this person. Well, that's a big deal.
Okay.
And again, Andy and I, you know, we've talked about this a couple times. The Hawks have come out and said in black and white in a press release that they have to make a very, very big, complicated decision this summer. You don't need to read between the lines. That's about Trae Young.
So why do they need somebody? Are they asking this person to come in and make this decision for them?
I think they're at least going to want heavy input if the decision has not been made already. Right. And that's another thing, too. They might have already made the decision, and they're looking for someone who can now, you know, deal with it, deal with the aftermath of that decision, whether it's building around Trae or you know, rebuilding.
Right.
If I were interviewing for the position, that would be something I would want to have input on. So I don't want to, like, sit here and declare, like, oh, yeah, they've probably made the decision and they're looking for someone who will go along with it. No, I don't get that feeling. I don't think you would be able to hire the person you want if that person wants to have some kind of input in that decision. And they would have to. It's the biggest decision this franchise has made. Oh, God.
The trade in Dominique?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it works out better than that.
That or since they traded for Trae, right? Like, I mean, that was.
Yeah, I mean.
That was a pretty big decision.
That was a huge decision. Yeah, probably that. You're right, Andy. I mean, I was thinking maybe, okay, let's get a little cute here. I mean, the decision to. They didn't decide to let Al Horford go. Al Horford decided to go. But they were, at that point. I think they were shopping Paul Millsap in hopes of keeping Al Horford and maybe moving him to the four and I don't know, all that. Oh, so, yeah. You know, they had to make some decisions in the aftermath of their 60-win season that did not work out. But I agree. I mean, yes, you're obviously right. The Trae for Luka decision, that's going to be one of the transformational moves in the history of the franchise, no matter what happens.
Yeah, no question about that. And look, I mean, I don't know. If I'm interviewing for the job, I assume that's question one in the interview process or one of them. If I'm interviewing the person for the job, like if I'm wrestler and the brain trust, that's the first thing I want to know is, hey, clearly here's our landscape. What do you think we should do? Like, what's your, you know, what's your view from the outside? We're in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you're in the building, sometimes you overvalue or maybe overreact to some of what you've built. When you're outside, you can look at it and say, yeah, I don't know. This is good. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. And I don't know. Like if you hire a president of basketball operations and their first move is to come in and be like, yeah, we got to trade Trae Young. We got to move on from Trae Young. That's wild.
Yeah.
Because you're essentially saying, all right, we're beginning now a couple year process to where we have to try to build this thing back up with whatever we acquire for Trae and then drafts down the road and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't know if that's the timeline they're interested in or really what they're interested in short term.
Well, I know they want to win right now.
Yeah.
And I know Tony Ressler really wants to win.
You don't fire Landry Fields for being in the play-in.
No,
and then rebuild
in order to set up a reset.
Right.
That is a really good point. And that might be a hint on where they plan on going with Trae. I think this team could be pretty good with its current core, a healthy Jalen Johnson and Trae Young and a developing Reza Shea. And yeah, I love Dyson Daniels talking about being most improved player again. Because I love hearing that.
Yeah.
I really love it. I don't think that's ever happened before.
It has never happened. We looked it up because we were asking about it.
I love that. That's great. You know, and you have a Kongu who I think is very valuable. You need to find a true five. But if you do, you know, I think you could be pretty good. Are you championship level? Oh, I don't know, but I think you could be pretty good. And that is maybe the weightiest portion of this decision that they're going to make. Are you going to be happy with being pretty good? Maybe your ceiling is 50 to 55 wins, second round, maybe a conference final. Or do you feel like you have to blow this all up again for five more years to come out of it and maybe still at best be pretty good?
Right.
I don't know if I'd be willing to take that chance.
Mike, you know one of my favorite things is listening to go! And it was so long since you said that.
I forgot what it looked like.
Until last week.
Yeah, I forgot what it looked like.
Yeah. And I actually did every week, Mike, whenever we have you on, I say the same thing. Is it chemistry? Is it formation? What I mean, because
well, they changed. Let's go through that.
Okay.
They changed not the formation, but where the players, the positioning.
Okay. Right.
I don't think that really worked. It looked good for 30 minutes. Really good for 30 minutes. And then they shut down. And I don't think it was tactical. I don't think they made a conscious decision after 30 minutes, hey, we're going to just give Nashville the ball and counter and protect our 1-0 lead at home. That does not sound like the Atlanta United that I've come to know over the last many years, and I don't think that's how Ronnie Dyla feels about it either. All right, so then let's dig into that. What's the problem? Why does it look pretty good for 30 minutes, and then at the snap of a finger, it all kind of falls apart? Is it a fitness issue? Is it a chemistry issue? Is it a personnel issue? Is it a coaching issue? What? I don't know. I don't think it's as simple as just one thing.
Right.
You know, I do think the overarching thing that is affecting this club right now is the just humongous amount of pressure. And especially playing at home. Like, I feel like they're pressured. They feel the pressure to entertain their fans. The expectations for this team coming into the season were obviously out of alignment with what the reality of this team is right now. And I think they are pressing so hard to match that level of expectation that you're seeing them make mistakes or do things out of chemistry, or players who are taking themselves out of their positions to chase the ball because they feel like they have to do something. You mentioned the goal. Okay, great. They scored. It was a pretty good goal. And good to see Miguel Almiron score. But it's kind of a classic Atlanta United goal this year. Brooks Lennon told me after the game, he was shooting.
Yeah.
And his shot hit Miguel Almiron and went in.
Yes.
How many times have we seen that this year?
I would have lied my ass off.
Brooks Lennon.
I told him on the radio, we'll just keep that between us.
Because that was a great pass.
I'm like, how on earth were you able to, in that moment, see Miggy out the corner of your eyes like, no, I was shooting. Which I really admire the honesty. But how many times this year have we seen, like, Saba running into Latte Lot, or Almiron running into Latte Lot, or Saba running into Maranchuk, or you know, a pass that is sent between two players and no one knows where it goes. So,
or just a defensive player missing the ball and leading to a little opportunity.
That's a little different because at least the defender is still where he's supposed
to
be.
That's not
I'm
communication.
Talking more about attacking players who are just bumping into each other, like literally bumping into each other. That to me says chemistry. But here's the thing. You've played one-third of the season now. That's more than enough time. More than enough time to forge your chemistry. So we'll see. I think they have a very winnable road game coming up in Chicago on Saturday. Then they'll have a tough one at Austin a week from tomorrow. And then they come back home and play Philadelphia, who just beat them 3-0. So we'll see. It was this draw on Saturday, maybe a baby step towards digging out of this, or was it a step towards going further into this pit of despair? I said after the game on Saturday, I think this team is getting worse. I'm a little less convinced of that, having gone back and watched again. I thought the first 30 minutes were better than I remembered, so maybe it's not quite as bad as I felt after the game on Saturday, but no way in the world did I expect this team to have 10 points through 11 matches. No way in the world.
I mean, obviously, this isn't nearly as important as them trying to score goals and win games, but you talk about a pretty elite back-to-back road trip for a broadcaster. Oh. Chicago and then Austin.
Oh. Chicago in May, too.
You're there before it's too hot. Yes. Austin,
too. We have been really lucky the last couple of years. We've been in Chicago either draft weekend or the weekend after. So, I'll be at Gibson's on Friday.
No doubt.
It's going to be great. Austin, I have not been to Austin since I was the voice of the New Orleans Voodoo of the Arena Football League back in 2007.
Wow.
So it's been almost 20 years since I've been to Austin, and everyone raves about it.
I hear it's a lot different.
It is.
Yeah, well, and also it's a little strange. Their stadium is not downtown. Mm. It's kind of in an industrial area outside of downtown. I don't know where we're staying or what the restaurant situation is, but hopefully I'll be able to get some good Texas barbecue, because you're right. I mean, everyone raves about Austin. We're pretty lucky in Major League Soccer. This is a league. It's not like the NBA where you have to go to like Sacramento.
They got good cities in Major League
Indianapolis.
Soccer. It's true. Like,
pretty much every road trip we make is a good one.
Yeah. I mean, you still do have to go to Orlando.
Yeah.
But there's no Phoenix.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Charlotte, and Charlotte.
Yeah, no Phoenix, that's true.
Yeah.
You know. No Portland. Well, no, with Portland sometimes.
Portland's a good city.
Oh, it used to be a lot better.
All right.
Mike. Gibson's.
Thank you.
Can't wait.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.